This is Week in Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Bush and Democratic nominee John Kerry have begun the 2004 presidential campaign in earnest. If you get stuck behind a bus this weekend, chances are it's one of theirs. Their campaign convoys continue rolling this weekend through battleground states. Senator Kerry is trying to take off from the energy of this week's Democratic convention. President Bush is trying to reclaim some attention from the Democratic ticket. We've got two reports now from the campaign. First, NPR's Don Gagne, traveling with the president.
For nearly a week, the president has stayed out of sight, meeting with advisors at his Crawford, Texas retreat, while Democrats rallied the faithful half a country away in Boston. But yesterday, the Bush campaign was saying enough, rejoining the battle with rallies in key Midwestern states. The first stop was Springfield, Missouri, a baseball stadium with a stage set up on the pitcher's mound and the president touting his record in office as one of accomplishment on fighting terrorism, on the Iraq War, and on domestic issues from an improved economy to Medicare and education reforms. At the same time, he labeled John Kerry a risky commodity. The attack was repeated at an afternoon rally at a field house in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Listen, my opponent has got good intentions, but intentions don't always translate to results.
The president then portrayed Kerry as a veteran senator with little to show for his time in office.
After 19 years in the U.S. Senate, my opponent has thousands of votes, but few signature achievements. During 8 years on the Senate Intelligence Committee, he voted to cut the intelligence budget. Yet he had no record of reforming America's intelligence-gathering capability.
And he again attacked Kerry's vote last year against a presidential request for billions more for the war in Iraq. Still, despite such disparaging remarks, the president's advisors admit that Kerry is a formidable opponent, so the effort continues to define the Democratic nominee as out of touch with what the White House calls mainstream values, while also making sure that Mr. Bush's core supporters, conservative Republicans, remain fired up about the president's chances.
We stand for institutions like marriage and family, which are the foundations of our society.
That line was greeted by huge applause.
We stand for a culture of life in which every person matters and every person counts.
The president's spokesman described Mr. Bush's remarks as a brand new stump speech, though much of it was very familiar sounding. It did include a new line on issue after issue, from Iraq to fighting terrorism to the economy. The president said, quote, "We are turning the corner and we're not turning back." It's a message that says, while there's work to be done, much progress is being made. Enough, the president hopes, that voters will stick with him. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Cleveland.